So today we're looking at the action results delay. It's something that stops many people from reaching their goals. It's the delay between the action you take and the results that you expect. You put in the work, but the results don't seem to show up right away. You go to the gym for a week and see no change, so you stop. You think it doesn't make a difference. You start a new business and struggle to make sales. So then you think this is probably not going to work. You build a new habit, but your life doesn't transform overnight. This delay between input and output, the waiting period between effort and reward, is one that traps many people. We need to look at pushing through it, because if we quit too soon, maybe we're quitting before the result has a chance to display itself. Everything worthwhile takes time. We live in the age of instant gratification, though, don't we? That's the big problem. Fast food, same day delivery, instant entertainment, instant dating. We expect everything now, this minute, this instant. But real success follows a very different timeline. Think of bamboo, deemed to be the fastest growing plant on the earth. But actually, is it? When you plant the bamboo seed, nothing happens for years. You water it, you nurture it, and still there's no visible growth. But things are happening beneath the soil. The roots are expanding, strengthening, and foundations are being laid. Then suddenly, almost overnight, the bamboo shoots up and it grows several feet in just a few weeks. Life works in the same way. Your efforts compound over time. But if you stop too early, you'll never see or reap the rewards. People talk about it took me 10 years to become an overnight success. Think about the bamboo. Years of progress to see the bamboo shoot up very rapidly. There are areas that the action results delay happens. We've talked about fitness, yeah. The muscles, they need time to adapt. Your body needs time to visibly transform. And it'll just be a case of one day you'll just look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look different. You can't put a time scale on it. It will just happen. Maybe it's business, as we said. Maybe you're not bringing in instant clients, instant money. Amazon took years before it made profits. And yes, it was reinvesting, but again, looking at the bottom line figure. Many people quit things that don't explode instantly. Maybe they read one book, hoping it will change their mindset, their perspective. Maybe they meditate once and think, well, this is pointless, it doesn't work. Persistence and consistency is key, even in investing. You might only see 3% growth this year, 4%, 5%. But it's the compounding that can generate longer term wealth. Maybe you've started trading and you lose a few, but it's all part of the learning process. Maybe you're learning languages, an instrument. These things take time. Let's look at some thought experiments to back this up. The ice cube effect. Imagine a large block of ice sitting in a room at -5. You heat the room up slightly. to 4 degrees negative, nothing happens. 3 degrees negative, nothing happens. 2 degrees negative, nothing happens. And only when you reach zero does the ice change and transform. All the effort before seemed like nothing was happening. But every degree got you closer to that magical number. You don't always see progress right away, but it is still happening in the background. What about popcorn? If you've ever made popcorn, you'll know that you'll pour popcorn kernels into the pan or machine. Nothing happens for ages. You're like, is this working? How do I know it's going to be popcorn in a second? Nothing happens for a while. And then the first one pops, then the next one, and then within very few seconds, the whole batch is done. Beneath the surface, pressure is building. When you persist long enough, results come seemingly out of nowhere. You have to, and it comes back to the phrase of don't judge a day by the harvest, judge a day by the seeds that you plant. What seeds are you planting today? And you will continue to plant in the hope of a long-term reward. What about learning a new language or business concepts or studying? At first, it doesn't always make sense. You learn a few words. I'm not making any progress. You learn a few concepts. Not making any difference to my life. But it's those little changes that add up to big differences in the end. What about relationships? Imagine you consistently treated people with kindness. You offered help. You were always positive. Over a period of a week, that might not make any difference. But over a lifetime, what do you think that would do? What about networking? What about people remembering your generosity? What about opportunities that would present themselves? The goodwill that can become tangible. So, what are some ways that you can understand that there is always going to be an action results delay? You can trust the process. You can accept the delay as normal. Maybe you can track small wins. Maybe you set a minimum commitment saying, look, whatever happens, good, bad, or indifferent, I will stick with this for at least 6 months before evaluating success. This prevents quitting prematurely. What about reframing the mindset? Instead of thinking, I've been doing this for weeks and nothing's changed, think about you're laying the foundation for something great. How about reminding yourself of success stories? There's been people who it seemed like everything was going against them and nothing was happening, but in reality, success was on its way. What about longer term planning? Are you focused on 10 years down the road, or are you focused on immediate results today? Making £10 today as opposed to making a million in 5 years. What about the people that you're surrounding yourself with? Are they short-term thinkers as well? Saying, oh, how much did you make today? I made 50 quid. But I'm building for the future when I'll be worth X, Y, Z, whatever it's going to be. Maybe we need to stay emotionally detached from immediate outcomes. Don't let these short-term failures make you quit. You might have entered a competition, you failed. Maybe you lost a game of chess or tennis or whatever. Think about the longer term, the action results delay. You might be thinking, I'm putting all this practice in today. But that practice is not going to manifest tomorrow. It will be cumulative, and over the next 12 months, possibly, you will see the improvement. For me, the actual results delay is one of the biggest reasons that people fail. They don't persist long enough. They want immediate success. They don't see the invisible growth that's happening. So, how can you stay patient, make sure and ensure that you understand that to get results, there will always be a delay?